I want to make a dish with traditional Sichuan flavors. I'm going to call it crispy, fragrant Sichuan sausage.
This is about experimenting. I do like to improvise sometimes, because that's what I do at home.
First, I'm boiling some of Jenny's aunt's homemade sausages.
It is a Chinese cook's dream to have all these ingredients. But I'm going to use the woodier mushrooms because they're going to be lovely and crunchy.
Texture is always important in Chinese dishes. But if you like, you could use oyster mushrooms instead.
I've been pointed to these lovely pickled chilies. I'm going to keep the seeds because I know Stanley likes their food hot. Now these look like spring onions or scallions, but they're actually suan miao, which is the garlic shoots.
The sausages should be ready after just 10 minutes of boiling.
Shape is important. It's all about presentation and also cooking technique. Same applies for vegetables. If you cut them on the angle, you expose more surface area. They'll cook a lot quicker in the wok. In with the garlic, and in with all the sausages. I'm going to wok fry the sausages first so they get a bit crisp. This is what my grandmother would do. Cook all the ingredients separately and then bring it all together. It takes a little bit more time, but it's going to hopefully be worth it. And I'm just going to add the vegetables in now. All of them together at the same time. You do need to be careful, otherwise you'll set your hair on fire.
The cooked vegetables are set aside, and then inspired by Jenny's aunt's fish dish, I'm making a kind of hot oil dressing based on chili bean paste and Sichuan flour pepper.
It's sour, it's spicy, it's hot, at numbing heat. So what I'm going to do is just throw this all back into the wok and toss it all together so that all the flavors are mixed in really well. Okay. That is my crispy, fragrant Sichuan sausage with woodier mushrooms, garlic sheep and pickled chili. And it's so hot. It's so numbing heat. This is a true Sichuan dish, I think. This is actually blow your head off good. I think I could give some of the fly restaurants a run for their money.